and email under letters. Good morning. My name is Uma Subramanian. We live in Maryland near Washington, D.C. It was by chance that a video cassette of Sri Bhagavan fell into our hands, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. The first time we saw it, something gripped us. The beautiful portrayal, the sensitive narration, left a very indelible impression on my mind. Still, for the next year or two, it faded to the back of my mind. But thoughts of Sri Bhagavan were ever with me, and I felt like seeing the video again. I borrowed it from our friend, and this time it was a profound experience. Even though I had seen it numerous times before, I was very moved by the experience. I could now identify with the devotee's feeling for Sri Bhagavan, and I was crying most of the time that I was watching it. This led me to get a copy of any book written about him. Luckily, or it was his grace, I got a copy of Arthur Osborne's book from the bookstore. What can one say about the book? After reading Osborne's book, my mind would not accept the other light reading that I normally read. Every time I read it, there is something new, and I am not bored in spite of rereadings. I think that I have read it more than any textbook, even. Soon after, I got another book from India called Ramana Arunachala, also by Osborne. Also, I log on to Sri Bhagavan's website almost every day, and it is a joy to read the newsletters. I would like to get more details about the books that could be purchased from you, and also calendars for the Y2K. Since it is going to be the 50th Mahanirvana year, are you planning something special for the same? Also, do you carry Murugannar's hymn of adoration to Sri Bhagavan? I saw that Professor TKS has translated the same into English. It would be great to hear from you.